The topic we're going to talk about today is Facebook. Yes, we've probably touched on this in the past because Facebook has been around since 2004, so it's been 10 years, almost 11 years, anniversary of having Facebook in our lives. And the interesting thing is Lydia and I were talking about it, and there's so much new information coming out, new books being written, so we decided to focus on this as a, you know, just another technique for you to grow your business. There's some, you know, people out there that are doing an incredible knockdown, drag-out job of that. Sarah Robbins happens to be one of them. And she advocates this and teaches and trains on it. And if you don't teach and train on it, you'll get no one to do it because you've got to really get that education out there, how to do it, what to do, how to best, you know, talk to people and all those things. And she does a great education. And you can take her trainings, look up Sarah Robbins, and her trainings are available for free. So there's many ways to be educated in this. There are also some great books that are coming out. And what I'm doing is I'm going to do a summary today of an article that was written by Jim Lupkin and Brian Carter in the Direct Selling News, April 1st, 2015. But these two guys are also the author of a great book that just recently came out called Network Marketing for Facebook. It came out in November, December of last year. Lydia bought the book, and she's been through it, and she's actually teaching my organization on a weekly basis on Facebook marketing. But we decided to share it with the whole Monday morning call. And so let's jump in and talk about how to use Facebook to the best of your advantages. And some of you are probably like me. You're kind of novices. You don't know the difference between news feed and your Facebook page. And, I mean, all those things, you know, you got if you're not in the mode of doing them every day on a daily basis, it's hard to understand how it all works. But it is a form of communication that's being unbelievably used today. In fact, it connects more than 1.35 billion people around the world. That's a pretty huge statistic, isn't it? So let's talk about the history a little bit. In 2003, one of the most highly successful network marketers said if someone could just figure out how to build relationships online, they would build the largest team of distributors in the history of network marketing. Because why? Because you have just an unlimited, massive market. And that's what we look for. When you guys go out there and you're trying to find some leads, wouldn't it be nice to find a billion leads? Yeah. Some of you are going, no, Mary Jo, I wouldn't want that because I'd go underwater, right? Yeah, you couldn't service all of them, right? Correct. So you don't try to do that. You just, but you want to be, you have an open marketplace that they are out there that you can approach. And that's what Facebook is. It came out a year later, 2004, and that distributor's remarks really proved true. You know, Facebook for network marketers has become hugely popular and an important piece of people's businesses. And I'm just going to give you some of those statistics. I already did. I said Facebook connects more than 1.35 billion people around the world. There are 1.12 billion active mobile users worldwide. 864 million people log in daily. Okay, there's 1.35 billion Facebook profiles, 864 million people log in daily. 5 new Facebook profiles are created every second. 50% of the 18 to 24-year-olds log into Facebook when they first wake up. It's the first thing they do in the morning. 50% of the 18 to 24-year-olds log into Facebook when they wake up. Talk about being news junkies and touch junkies, communication that connector junkies, right? I mean, that's an incredible statistic, people. And, you know, that's the group of age group that we're looking to connect with. So if you want to connect with them, where's a great place to connect? If they look at Facebook every morning, the minute they wake up, that's where you want to connect. The average time spent on Facebook is 20 minutes. And if you were just to reach out, this is a good statistic for you. Sorry, I took a drink because I was getting dry. If you were to reach out to just 20 people per day, it would take you 67.5 million days. In other words, you'd be dead. 67.5 million days to reach everyone that's on Facebook right now. That's not counting any of those 5 new profiles every second, okay? 67.5 million days if you just did 20 If you can't, you just reached out to 20 people per day. So don't tell me there are limited connections in doing your network marketing business, right? It's huge. Those are huge statistics. So Facebook is great. It's 5 times as popular as the next most popular social network. It makes building relationships easier than any other social site. So doesn't it make sense to all of us to use the easiest method of building relationships if our business, Manatech, is truly all about building relationships, right? So let's take a look. And in the article, he set forth 4 major tips on Facebook usage, so I want to run through those for you today as well. So let's dig in and look at each one of those so everybody gets clarity on what this is about so they don't get, you know, too, it's not confusing for you, but it gives you some lightness and clarity. Number one, Facebook is part of the strategy, not the whole strategy. And that's critical to know. Why is that critical to know? Because you want to make sure that, you know, in doing Facebook, it's just one aspect of the multitude of aspects that you have. We talked about going to trade shows, which we're doing now, how to break the ice with people and get connections at trade shows, which I'm doing totally different than what I've done in the past based on a training I did the other day. And then, of course, we always are out cold marketing every time we go anyplace, meeting people. Anyone that walks in my door, the Cutco's knives guy came to sharpen my knives the other day, and all I did, this is so beautiful because some of you just want to overwhelm people, and this is a great example of, you know, stay in conversation. And I made some comment to him, and I said, well, you know, it looks like this because, you know, I have a home-based business that I love, and Lydia works for me, and that's all I made. I didn't make any comment about what the business was. I just added the comment at the end of something that we were already communicating about. And what was the first thing I was like? He goes, oh, so what do you do? Right? And what did I say back? I said, oh, it's an awesome business. Let me do this. Rather than me sit here and, you know, because you're busy, you know, sharpening my knives, why don't I just send you a package by email? And he said, great. That sounds super. I'll look at it and we'll talk. Isn't that wonderful? So that's just, it's constant, but it's limited. You don't, I have to sit back and bite my tongue because I had a tendency always in my life to, you know, spew a lot of information. I let the materials do the talking, and I build relationship. That's all it's about. So, and that's, Facebook's all about that. It's about, absolutely, you're not posting all those materials. You're really out there building relationship. But it's just one of the many, many strategies that you have. Personal contact remains imperative. So we typically take Facebook connections off to messaging, offline, so that we can either do it by phone or to connect in some other way. There's massive new relationships on Facebook every day, so it's just building them. But even with the relationship, every person you're in contact with needs to experience the products, or otherwise they're not going to be able to excite people on Facebook either. So it's about driving the people to get started on the products. If your associates don't like building relationships with people, they will do no better on Facebook. That's an absolute. But that's true about this industry. You know, if you're in network marketing and you don't like to build relationships, you're barking up the wrong tree. This is a business of building relationships. So we want to put some investment of time and energy into learning strong communication skills because that's what's going to serve you in moving forward. So mastering the basic in-person skills helps you on Facebook, but master those first because it'll help you everywhere else as well. It's not just a Facebook thing. All right. So tips for Facebook, number one, it's one strategy, not the sole strategy of building your business. The second thing, they talk about Facebook group takes distributor culture online, and that's exactly what it does. You need a group. Do you have a, if you're a leader of a group, and each one of it is as we start building people underneath us, or if you have a leader above you that's doing it, you can tack into their or his or her group site until you feel like you're large enough to have your own, and that might just be 5 people, but whatever that looks like for you, But have a group page, okay, a group feed. And what you do on the group feed is where you, distributors can interconnect with each other. Because we love to do that in my organization. We have a Monday call every single Monday night, and we have, I don't know, 40 to 60 people on that call every Monday night. And it's just kind of a check-in call. We celebrate wins, victories. We ask questions, issues out there. I give updates, what's going on. It's just a fun time for all the distributors all across the country in my organization to interact with each other so they can get feedback, listen to new ideas, what's working, what's not, those kind of things. It's a wonderful thing. Well, the same thing, that kind of camaraderie, they can contribute to all week long. If you have a Facebook group page, you can, you know, put out there, you know, Lydia posts on ours almost every day. She puts something motivational, and that's what she, how she communicates to people as well. So she's making a daily post to our Facebook group page. And then the people interact on the page. If somebody's having a problem, guess what? Post your problem. You'll get other, you know, members of the group to react to that and help solve the problems. If somebody wants to share a blessing, they share that. Everybody gets pumped up and kudos, and you get to congratulate and reach out to people and pat them on the back, all these great things, right? And if you get frustrated, if something hits you wrong, you share that. Somebody else will become an encourager for you on that page. So it's a way to keep your people in the game, as a group in the game. And it's very critical to have that. They want a sounding board that they can go to any time of the day, post something, get some feedback, get some answers. That's what they would do, right? So it's a great thing to have for your group. And you want to advise all your distributors to check in on the group a number of times per week. Always like other distributors' posts. It's a good concept. So you can reinforce that. If when people make good posts, you want to reinforce that you like them. Reserve your commenting, which is, again, tips, to times when you truly have something meaningful to offer. So don't just comment because you feel like you need to comment. And that's kind of true how we should. I mean, a lot of people, when you look at some of the comments made on Facebook, you know that people comment just to comment. They want to say something. It's their chance to say something, and they say something. And that's fine. But on a group page, when it surrounds a business opportunity and what we're doing in Manatech, you really want to limit that to something that's really meaningful. You can post new materials several times a week, questions, words of encouragement, pictures, videos, whatever it is. You want to encourage people to be creative and social. And it can almost be as effective as a live event, except it's going on 24/7, right? So look at it from that perspective. It's a great way to motivate people, get them excited about the business again, and move them forward. Your Facebook profile, let's talk, that's a third aspect of this. Your Facebook profile is incredibly important. And some people out there, when they're doing Facebook profiles, they put their dog or they put all sorts of things out there. They do funny things off the cuff. They think it's kind of a joke page instead of part of their business. You look at Sarah Robbins' Facebook page, there's no joking about it, right? Because you get back to the basic concept. Your profile is who you are online. And if you come across as somebody that's trustworthy, people are going to be more apt to do business with you. So it starts with your profile picture, your cover image, and your about section. People will be learning about you, and they're either going to come to some conclusion to trust you or not trust you. And that has a lot to do with what you say and what you don't say. Some of the things that we stay away from is we don't do heavy politics. You know, in fact, I kind of delete that when it comes across on my Facebook, because that can wipe out half the United States of America as possible people that you'd have in your organization. I mean, people have different political views, and you know what? Everybody wants to say, I'm right. Well, not everybody can be right. Exactly. So they can have different views on it. So you watch out. Stay away from touchy subjects where you're going to chase the world away from you. I love the Lord, and I post messages. I respond to people praying for them and, you know, knowing that God's at the core of my life. I can say things like that. But I don't operate from an exclusivity perspective. I have a lot of posts on there from different people with different religions, and that's fine with me. You know, and all it is I'm saying I'm open. Because if I'm not open to interact with people who aren't in my faith, I'm never going to help lead people to my faith if that's my goal, right? So I need to be open to hear from other people as well. So we keep open to hear from people. So your profile picture is really big. The profile picture, Lydia says, you know, what you need to do is go out there and because it's really a first impression for people. You want to use a close-up. You don't want to put a pet. Some people put a picture of their dog or their cat or their you know, family on it, whatever. That's if you don't want to use Facebook as a means to get connections and new signups in your business, then I would tell you it's a waste of time to use Facebook. No, I'm kidding. I mean, you can do that on your spare time, not your business time. But the idea, it's such an asset to attract people, so take it seriously. And so go out and get a professional picture done and get a profile picture done. Lydia said on Groupon, if you go on Groupon, you can get a coupon there for $25 and you can go get a professional headshot done at JCPenney for $25 and use that. And they'll actually give it to you in digital format so you can just pop it in. So it's a simple thing, but you want to make sure that you're doing something professional. Lydia's got a very professional-looking one. The one I have up there, I think that was JCPenney too, wasn't it? Yep, that was the one I have on my Facebook, if you've seen that. So, but it's about being professional. You're a professional network marketer, and you want to give that impression to people that you're professional. So it's an attractor factor. And you also want to update your profile from time to time because it gives a chance for people and update your information because it gives in your about section because it gives people a chance to learn more about you, your life, your personality, and things like that. And they worked on one of the profiles. He said, like, Leanne is contacted by one of your distributors on Facebook named Sarah about trying a sample of your company's product. Leanne notices Sarah's big smile on her profile picture, so she decides to visit her Facebook profile. While on the profile, Leanne smiles because she sees Sarah's cover image of three gorgeous little girls playing outside. At this point, Leanne knows and likes Sarah. She decides to click on Sarah's About section and read her work history, where she went to high school, favorite books and movies, and much more. Sarah's open book to her Facebook friends. Trust is created, and Leanne responds to Sarah's message by saying, "Sure, send me a sample. Sounds like something my family and I would enjoy." Got it? So they're going to check you out, and you want to make sure that your content is terrific so that they can trust you. And that's just an example of how Facebook profile works. Again, the About section is almost overlooked, but powerful section of Facebook page. It should be filled out fully, personal and business profile. Opportunity to be more credible and provide more personal details. And by the way, you don't need to go to mine to see what a wreck train wreck it is. This is all, Lydia and I made a new commitment about Facebook over the weekend, and this is one of the reasons I'm training on it, and we're going to be redoing ours and really building it. She's done a great job. She gets leads quite frequently, and I do the follow-up for her and things like that, which is fun. But and she's found some terrific people on Facebook, and we'll do another, you know, another, like, this is Facebook 101, we'll do a 102 or something to help you on how to, you know, really solicit people on Facebook and target market people, but because you can do that as well. So it's just about, but you got to start, you got to look the image, you got to fill the requirements of being somebody that's going to be an attractor factor to people out in the world. And that comes from your personal and business profile and filled out fully. And one of the reasons fully, because if people have blank personal files or profiles, they tend to suggest they don't want to be in relationship. And that's really where I was when I first set up my Facebook. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have time for this because I'm such a busy person. And some of you on the call are saying the same thing. Well, I can no longer deny the importance of this in terms of helping me grow my business when there's 1.35 billion people on Facebook, right? I mean, five new profiles every second? I mean, it's just crazy stuff. And the what really probably converted me the most was the statistic about the 18 to 24-year-olds. Since I'm trying to build a younger organization as well in my downline so that, you know, by the time I pass away, because I'm planning on this being a legacy for my foundation, I don't want my business to be passed away because everybody in there is 60 years or older in my whole organization. So I'm looking for a younger base. And so the 18 to 24-year-olds, if they wake up looking at Facebook, I want to be a part of that wake-up call, right? All right. So anyway, so about section is important, and filling out the full profile to let people get to examine you. And that doesn't mean you go on and give them a diatribe of 12 pages. It's just making sure it's complete and the questions are answered. People, the known fact is that if you are like an open book to the world, you're going to be more trustworthy. And I kind of live my life that way. You know, it's I'm an open book. I'm not hiding anything. And it's that's just people will learn and to trust you a lot quicker that way because they don't feel like there's a hidden agenda. All right, so that's your profile, who you are in line, your picture and your profile, critical aspects of it. And then why it's critical to, why is it critical to stay in touch with friends on Facebook? Well, because consistent contacts is what builds interest over time. This is a relationship building exercise that requires a lot of patience. Sometimes when we go out and we meet somebody new, like my Cutco Knives guy, he's interested immediately. That's fun. So within 5 days, I'm going to know whether I have him in my organization or not. Isn't that interesting, right? And it might take 2 weeks because he's kind of an analyst. But on Facebook, it might take you 6 months. And that's why you have so many different people in play. And it's easy to have people in play. You don't spend a lot of time with it. You're dropping them a sentence or two here and there. You're just staying in contact with people, building on that relationship. So it's an idea. In fact, some people say, well, Mary Jo, how much time a day should I spend on Facebook? The average I see out there suggested by anyone is between 20 and 30 minutes. That's it, 20 to 30 minutes a day. And you can stay away from the superfluous commentary and stick to the ones that are joyful and fun. And you can hit likes if you say, well, I'd really like to respond to that. And I say, well, is it just because you enjoyed what you read or is it because you have something meaningful to say? And so just keep hitting likes instead. People will find out that you liked what they said and liked what they posted. We don't always have to add commentary to it. So limit yourself so you're not spending tons of time socializing with people already Manatech associates in your organization versus going after and looking at potential prospects from the Facebook experience. Okay, so we keep in constant contact because that's how we build relationship. And, of course, the other reason we keep in constant contact is that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So you keep lending your ear to them and being a part of their lives and being interested. It's, again, that concept of be interesting. If you want to grow a huge network, be interested, not interesting. In other words, focus on other people, not yourself. It's not about building you up. It's about building them up, finding about how you can support them, what can you do in their lives, well, how do you benefit them. That's what you want to be working on, not all about you. Follow me? Really critical to learn that lesson. And that's true about when you're meeting one-on-one, when you're group meetings, anything. Focus on the other person. Help find out what they're about, what's important to them. They'll walk away thinking you're the best thing since apple pie. So focus on other people. And you do the same thing when you're on Facebook. You focus on the people, ask questions, get to know them, and stay in contact. There's two ways to stay in touch, basically posting quality content. I suggest you try to do that. You can pick out, you know, motivational things on a daily basis, things that please you, and you can find motivational things every single day. Just Google motivational quotes or sayings or topics. Lydia does this every single day, and she gets tremendous feedback from people when she does it. So it's easy to do because there's plenty of that material out there. And just post it, quality content, and that stays in touch with people because if they're a friend of yours, guess what? It goes to all your friends. The other is interacting with friends' posts. And sticking to things that if you have a target group of people that you're looking for, that you're approaching, that you look at, these are the people I'd like to get signed up in my business, then you can start, you know, maybe that's where you're going to add more content. You're going to take the time and energy to put something down in terms of your likes and your posts with them. You want to balance business with personal posts. This is a crucial part of, you know, people get on Facebook for social interaction. They don't go on Facebook to be solicited. So the maximum amount of time, no matter what books you read or articles out there, I've been through a lot of them, the maximum I saw was 80-20, 80% personal posts, 20% business posts. So you want to make sure that you're doing that 80-20. Don't get into the 80 business, 20 personal, or people will unfriend you over and over and over again because they're not going onto Facebook to be solicited. Not everybody's looking to do a home-based business, right? And if you don't know that, then you haven't been prospecting very much in the first place. So showing your, you know, it's about showing your real life to is important to others. Building content for the business ones. If you're going to post business ones, your 20% that you're posting in the business arena, where do I find content? Well, one of the great ways to do that is use Manatech's content. They are posting content virtually every day. Mike, one of the new people they hired back in December, is building some great content. And you can just go to either Manatech's news feed on their Facebook and just copy paste, right? That's all you got to do is just choose to share it. They don't call it copy paste; they call it share. You know, you're going to share something, highlight, share it with somebody else, and then you put it over on your feed. That's easy, very easy to do. And if you're going to do that, always add a comment. And you want it to personalize it. You don't just want to grab Manatech stuff and dump it on your Facebook page. You want to, or news feed. You want to add a comment. So it's something that comes from you, your heart, something that you want to add to it. And you can also go over and look at www.allaboutmanatech.com and just, again, click on the thing and that you're going to share it. Go to the bottom of the page and chat and click on the what you want to share. Open the article. Then go at the bottom of the page and click on the share and then take it over to your Facebook. It'll automatically go to your Facebook if you're doing it on your computer because your computer's already linked into your own Facebook feed, right? So, and then just say share, it pops it over there, add a comment, and you're done. It's the easiest way to do it. I put an example in there, like if I was going to share some of Dr. Rob Sennett's new diet program that he's put out there since Manifest, you know, the one where he talked about GI reengineering. Well, that's not a bad comment because people are interested. GI reengineering is trigger words that people go, whoa, what's that about, right? It's intriguing. So it might be something that you want to add to a comment and then share what Rob Sennett said, the CEO of our company and chief medical officer, right? Or science, I should say, not medical officer, call him the chief science officer. Sorry, bad language in the outline, chief science officer. So, and I add that chief science officer in there because I want to make it clear that this person is somebody that's, you know, a doctor, he's a medical professional, you know what I mean? He's not just some Goomba CEO, he's a CEO in and of itself that should draw some kind of level of respect, but he's also in, you know, saturated in the science area. And he says the CEO, also chief science officer of my nutritional company, just started a new program on GI reengineering. Check it out. See, something that simple, just a little post like that can really help you. So it makes a difference how you post, what you say. You want to make sure that you you're drawing them in an exciting, social, interactive way. Simple, easy to do. Activity is generated by activity, and that's true about every single aspect of network marketing. You know, if you sit back and you're not doing anything, guess what? You're not going to be signing anybody new up in your business. So you're going to be sitting back and just waiting for people to come to you. Not going to happen. It's just never going to happen. So in order for you to be growing your business, you've got to be active, active, active. You've got to be out there pounding the streets, meeting new people, going to trade shows, going to business meetings, joining Rotary Club, joining community centers, doing things where you're getting in the mix of people. So you add new people to your whole panoply of the people you know. You're a professional in this business. So join professional organizations. You have a business. You can join all of those organizations. So become a part of the community so that you're in connection with people. That's what our business is about. So activity is generated by activity. one of the chapters in their book is called Go Public on Facebook. And because we have the book. I told you Lydia is reading it and is training on it as well. And I just wanted to add one last thing before we close today on that. Well, we're going to get through this pretty quick. That's good. So we can have some questions. I'll get Lydia on to answer anyone who has questions on it because she's an avid Facebook user. In the Go Public on Facebook chapter, he says there are three easy steps to writing a successful post. And, sorry. Dry throat this morning. Step one is introduce your post. Don't talk about the business or products. You're not a salesperson. You are a friend. So this can be very informal. So step one would be something like, hey, everyone, something like that. Step two would be one personal and one product statement. So only make like two sentences. Keep it simple. So if it were somebody selling skincare or something, you'd go, as you may know, I am cautious about what products I put on my body. I found 100% natural organic skincare line that I'm using daily. Or for us, it could say, as you know, I'm cautious about everything I put between my lips. I'm so nutritious conscious, and I came across a company that's all real food technology based, all plant digested nutrients, and I'm using them, I'm taking them daily. Okay, step three would be pose a question to continue the conversation. You want to make it easy on them by asking one question. This allows people to make a quick decision. Multiple questions can confuse them and make them decide it's easier to skip answering any of them. That's what I do a lot. When I get involved in people that give me too many questions, I stop and I just say, I don't care what the value is, I'm done. I don't know how many of you do that, but our attention deficit that is prolific in our society today, I would 100% agree with these people on this concept. So it could be as simple as like, would you like to, if it was about a skincare product, you could say, would you like a free sample? You could offer up a free sample and see how many bites you get on that. If it's about nutritional products or science, that you could say, would you like to learn more? Just offer to send them something to learn more, right? And then you can take it offline. What's not going to work for you is something like this. I can't believe what I just found. My friend was cured just by using this product. I know this is hard to believe, but just trust me. I'll send you a sample today. Oh, my gosh. Number one, you can't say that because it's non-compliant. But number two, it's not going to be effective on Facebook either. So you want to keep it very clear and clean and just introduce, remember? And that's your one of your 20%. 80% is personal. Then you could throw something like that on it. Okay? All right, people, that's it. That's all I had. I'm going to put Lydia on. Lydia, are you here? I'm going to let her join us. You can ask me questions or Lydia questions. We're just going to open it up for question answers for any of you guys if you want to take some time to do that. Now is the time. You have the novice, Mary Jo, and you have the expert in Lydia. So anyone have any questions? Anyone doing Facebook marketing?
I have a question.
Okay.
How do you get the word out to all of the people that are on in your group? Because sometimes it seems like you only get feed.
What group are you talking about?
I'm sorry?
What group are you talking?
Like
you
on
talking?
Facebook.
Right.
So sometimes it's like you can be friends with all these people, but you just don't get all their feedback, all their posts. So how do you know that all the people that are on your site?
They may not be. Number one, they may not be posting a lot. And it also depends how you have on your Facebook page itself. Hold on, let me log in. If you're on the website, under where it says news feed, there's a little arrow that goes down. You could have it come as top stories, or you could have most recent. Top stories are going to be the most popular ones that people are looking at, so you're not going to see all the posts. Most recent is where you'll see all the posts.
Where is this at, Lydia?
If you look at your Facebook page, you have to be on the Internet.
Yeah.
And on the left bar at top, it says News Feed.
Oh, okay.
There's a little arrow that points down.
Oh.
You need to click on either Top Stories or Most Recent.
Okay.
Most Recent would give you everybody. Top Stories are just the most popular ones.
Oh, maybe like the most popular that you typically interact with.
Correct. Or not necessarily you, that more people are interacting with.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering, like, you have so many friends, but you never see anything from them.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who aren't posting regularly either.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
Kathy Martz here.
Hey, Kathy. How are you, poster queen? She posts all the time. I see it all.
And Joe, that's because I do exactly what you say, and it works. I told people you just build, you brand yourself. We learned that a long time ago. And you just repeated everything. In fact, I texted all of my team while I was on the call, and I said, if you're not on Mary Jo's call right now, I said, please listen later. This is fabulous. It's
right.
You know, it's because people listen, don't always listen to you. You become the broken record. But I tell them, don't listen to anything controversial. And Lydia, thanks again. I didn't see where Lucy, there's so much I don't know. But I'm telling you that if we just become encouragers to people, I found if I go into the people that I click on to be friends with, because for some reason or other I felt like it would be a good thing to be a friend with them, I go to their page and I like some of their things. Then I find that they come into my feed. I don't know why or how, but I've little by little, but I have gotten 4 all-star signups off of Facebook.
Wow, listen to you, girl. Perfect. Thank you for your testimony, Kathy. That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, it's very doable. I mean, there are people, mega network marketers out there that this is the way they grow. 90% of their business they're growing is through Facebook because they love it. And Kathy's not one of the people I'm talking about because Kathy's very outgoing. She loves to meet people face-to-face everywhere, but it's convenient when you can be stay at home and you're spending time at home. But a lot of people don't like going out and just meeting people everywhere. So this is a way that they can socially interact with people. They're still good in communicators, but it doesn't have to be face-to-face for them. It doesn't have to be in an awkward situation where they feel like they're pushing themselves to meet people and things like that. They can just do it on Facebook. So it opens up a huge floodgate of people. And congrats, Kathy. Thanks for your success story. We appreciate you.
I love you. You're an inspiration to me.
Thanks. Back at you, girl. Okay. Anyone else on the call? See, Kathy, she's so cute. She said she's gotten 4 all-stars out of Facebook doing, posts, and because I know she's a posting queen because she's a friend of mine and I get all of her posts. But the important thing is that she's even asking Lydia questions on how certain things work, because you don't have to know everything to get started, people. You grow as you go. So it's just get started.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. So, Lydia, you were talking about the top stories in recent. So could you tell again? I got onto Facebook. I see newsfeed. Was it under newsfeed?
Okay, newsfeed. Do you see the arrow to your right?
Yeah.
The arrow?
Yes.
Click on the arrow.
Okay.
What is it? What does the box say?
Well, messages, events.
No. Click on newsfeed on your site. Under it says your name, edit profile, and then underneath that, the top line is newsfeed, right?
Right.
Okay, and there's a little arrow to the right.
Yes.
You and click on the arrow.
Okay, now I see it. It popped up. Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
And you just hit, if you hit top stories, then your newsfeed is never going to give you the most recent. You're going to see posts from all over all sorts of different times. One is 2 minutes ago, one was 3 hours ago, one was 5 days ago. What you're going to be getting is you're going to be getting the ones that had the most, interactions. In other words, most likes, most responses, most all of that, instead of the most recent. Most recent gives you, if somebody posted, if I look at most recent, I probably have 100 of them that were just posted, 150, 250, maybe just this morning.
I see.
That way I could go through. But they're not going to show up for me if I do the ones that have the top stories, because they potentially don't have the most hits.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Did I answer that right, Lydia?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. Kudos. Woo! I'm the novice over at this place of business. Lydia's definitely 10 light years ahead of me.
So buying the book would be helpful?
Lydia thinks it's the best book she's ever seen on, learning Facebook.
For
network marketing people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, could you give us the name of that book again, please?
It's in the actually in the outline. If you've got your outline, it's right, you know, right underneath the announcements. I said what I reviewed with you today was the article that was in Direct Selling News by Jim Lupkin and Brian Carter. The same two gentlemen wrote the book. Right underneath the line on the article, I wrote recommended book by same authors. It's called Network Marketing for Facebook. It was published in 2000, I think December. So it's not even 5-6 months old. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Mary Jo, this is Mary in Phoenix.
Hi, Mary in Phoenix.
You've been talking about Facebook profile, which is your personal setup.
Right.
Some of the rules are different for business. And so how do you guys operate with that, or do you operate with a business page? Now that we don't have a manager with Manatech.
You guys Here's Lydia. Lydia, I'll answer that one for you.
For those of you who are beginning, I'm going to say stay on your personal page. I actually operate both, but I'm also running ads off my business page.
Okay.
But so the rules, you know, you just don't want to be soliciting, but you could definitely have your, if you have a website, you could have your website, you know. I would, for those of you who don't website, what Manatech has now is the Mana Pages.
Okay.
You could use Mana Pages for your website, but make sure you go, if you log into your Manatech account, click on Mana Pages, and you have to set it up there.
If you have a business site.
If you have a business site.
Yeah, okay. I think what I'm taking from Lydia, just a little interpretation for some of you that don't follow it as well, like probably me, is that if you're just starting, she's suggesting just start with your own personal page, because the business, if you want to do a business page, it complicates it because you don't have anyone managing it right now. Now you put a lot of energy and effort into managing your business page. Just start getting proficient with your personal Facebook, you know, 80-20 rule, 80%. Social, and then maybe interject something about your business once here, once there, right? So you're not obnoxious about it. And when you feel really confident with your personal, then try the business side. Because if you're trying to develop both at the same time, you're going to go underwater with it. Is that what you're trying to say, Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I would agree. We just had the business page. We had the page aspect because we had managers for, you know, a couple of years, and so
social vibe, right?
It's a different ball game, and so I just wondered what you guys were doing. And it is
hard
to do both because you've got different people that
and
you're connected to.
Correct. Here's Lydia.
And here's part of the problem what Manatech did, and Ode and I have had numerous conversations about this. We had the managers that would go and do the post, but it's just not about the managers doing the post. Associates never went in there and made any of their own personal comments. So it became very ineffective, and it turned people off Facebook because they thought, well, if Manatech's going to be posting for me, then I don't do after anything, and I'm just going to get all the sign-ups from it. Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, this is not easy, but it's also not hard. But it just takes discipline, and it takes time. And it takes time for the process to be working. I've been posting probably for over a year, and I'm now just starting to reap the benefits of it.
Right.
So, you know, and for me, it's more part of a ministry because I do a lot of encouraging posts. And I get comments when I walk into Manatech thanking me for the post.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Makes sense, and I ditto with Lydia on it. You don't start doing this today and expect to get a sign up, you know, next week. That's not how this works. This is if there's one place that really takes a lot of patience, it's in Facebook. This kind of, you know, when I go out and I go to a trade show, or like let's take my Cutco knives guy, I'm going to know in 5 to 7 days whether he's going to be an associate with me or not, most likely. Okay, unless he's an analyst, which he has a little bit of that characteristic, so it might take him 2 weeks. But on Facebook, I may not even get my first person who inquires, you know, for 2 months. So it's not about, but again, I'm not spending endless hours on Facebook. I'm spending my commitment, and we always tell people to use egg time or something, is, you know, spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day, you know, and that's what you want to do. Or if you want to do it at nighttime, when's the best time to post, Lydia? Is it first thing in the morning? Is that, or nighttime?
Well, it really depends on who do you think you're going to be attracting, who do you want to attract on your posts. I would post some morning and some nighttime. You're going to get the younger people probably going to be on it at nighttime watching TV. So it really depends on what age group. And you could kind of watch when other people are posting that you're trying to reach. If you see that they're doing their posts in the evening, that's when you're going to want to do your posts. And that's one of the benefits of the business pages, once you get to that level, is it tracks when people are viewing your posts. Does that make sense?
It seems as though now when we're meeting people, it's just as easy to say, maybe we can connect on, can we connect on Facebook, as it is to get somebody's email address. Would you guys agree?
Oh, yeah. In fact, Sarah Robbins is a big one. When she meets somebody at a restaurant and she says she'll talk to the people, and, I mean, and this is taught in her books and in her training. She'll be at a restaurant and she'll say, you know what, I thoroughly enjoyed your personality. I think you'd be great in my business. I said, you know, I'd love you to take a look at it. Are you on Facebook? Let's be friends. And that's how she kicks it off. And she has them type in right on her, to become a friend, right there on her phone, her iPhone. So she doesn't have to input any data. She just gets their, you know, their page, and they just, and then, because her whole philosophy is this. Once they get on my Facebook, because a lot, she said she got tired. Here's what Sarah's philosophy is. She says, you know, I got sick and tired of collecting people's contact information, following up on them, and then they won't return my calls, and blah, 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 and then they'd be lost forever. With getting them to be a friend of mine on my Facebook, now they get my posts every single day. So even if they don't respond to my phone calls, or there, he says, you know what? I know I'm still dripping on them every single day because I'm dripping on 100,000 other people, right? And so she just says, eventually they come around and they express an interest, and that's great. If you don't do that, you're going through cards like water, right? Mm-hmm. So she never loses them once she's got them as a friend. Well, they can unfriend her, but she looks at it the other perspective, that she has them for life now, and it's just a matter of timing when they come around and decide they want to look at the business. Yeah. So, absolute great strategy. Get them as a friend, and you have them. You know, it's a great, and that's how people, especially the younger generation, right? And I look at it this way. If I know, and this is the first time because I was reading parts of the book, when I know now that 50% of the 18 to 24-year-olds wake up in the morning and the first thing they do isn't brush their teeth. It's get on Facebook. That's incredible. So my posting needs to be either at 6 o'clock in the morning or it's got to be at 12 o'clock at night, you know, if I want to touch that group, right? And if there's some of them are friends on my, because they're going to catch my posts. Mine will be the most recent ones posted, perhaps, that they'll get. But it's just intriguing that you have that extra information to play with in terms of strategies. Anyone else?
Are you up for one more question?
Sure. Got a couple more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Rebecca from Houston. I was wondering if you could offer some suggestions for, like, on the Facebook page where it says employer, I just have self-employed. So what would you suggest that I put there as far as my work?
I think Lydia, do you have a suggestion? I think self-employed is fine. I might say marketing professional.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay. It just gives you a little added, like, there's a professional side to you.
Yeah. I just
or you could put entrepreneur, self-employed, a lot of people put, and you could put social entrepreneur as well. Or you could put entrepreneur. That's another great word. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd probably prefer those versus self-employed.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Yeah. Self-employed is, okay, because people love to read all sorts of stuff into self-employed, and we don't want any prejudice. And I would never put network marketing professional, even though I'm proud of it, but I don't want people to get, I don't want people to, who have a perception of network marketing, I want a chance to convert that perception versus
exactly.
them never wanting to have anything to do with me because I'm a network. You follow me?
Totally.
I don't want the first judgment to be made by them. I want to be able to interact with them.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
So much.
Sure. Okay, great questions, you guys. Amen. Let's go out there and do it. Get her done. We got a whole week before the end of the business period, so let's make it happen. Love you guys, and we'll be in touch next Monday. Bye, everybody.